Welcome back to Landlink Zambia and Coffee with the Editor. I'm here with Johan from AfriTrack. Used to be known as?
The DNM Rail.
There we go.
The old DNM Rail.
It's lovely to bump into you here. What have you been up to?
Base remains Namibia. We do all our operations from there, but Zambia is the next stop for us. And we've been spending a good amount of time here over the past few months.
Okay, so have you set up office here? Yeah?
We're in the process now. We've established offices and people, and we've been in the final processes of getting our doors opened in Zambia.
Fantastic. I think for the purposes of our audience, maybe just give us a run through of what you do.
We've developed and diversified quite a bit over the past few years. We've gone from a solely railway focused entity to a bit more infrastructure focused from the pit to port. So the three main business units that we run is the railway construction, which is the bigger part of our company. But we've also recently started up our civil structural, which looks a lot at the port infrastructure and the infrastructure surrounding everything that needs to be in place for rail to effectively happen. So it's a supporting function, but that entity has also now developed into a self-sufficient, sustainable entity on its own. And then we've also got an entity that looks at the renewable sector. And obviously we work in an industry which is very much diesel and oil driven, and we also need to play our part. So we've established Zero Carbon Namibia, which looks at industrial facilities for the railway and our other entities, but that takes it off the grid. So that is something that it's a focus of ours, where we have a concentrated effort on that, but a bit less commercial, but focused on our business as a whole.
So let's just touch on Namibia, which is like hometown. So let's call it hometown. With everything that's happening in the rail space, have you found the market to have improved? What are your projects there?
We have found that I think the optimism is there. I think there's still a lot of work that needs to be done to build confidence in the railway sector. I think from a private client and a private sector and the mining sector point of view, rail needs to better build confidence. There's a lot of exciting projects coming up in the region. Namibia specifically has invested a substantial amount of funds and have allocated more funds to the expansion and the improvement of the infrastructure. And then also looking to Zambia, I mean, everything that's being talked about here, Botswana, South Africa, Mozambique, the DRC, regionally, I think everybody has realized the investment is needed. So the optimism has changed, but I do believe we need to build confidence.
Any specific project you want to highlight at the moment?
From a Namibian perspective, at least there's a new project coming up, which is the upgrade of the line from Isakos basically up to Tumeb again. And then there's the few smaller ones that add on to it. We've also been fortunate to be shortlisted on the Trans-Kalahari. So our consortium has been shortlisted as one of the partners to look at that. I think regionally that creates a lot of optimism and enthusiasm about what can potentially come over the next few years. So those projects definitely, and what's happened in South Africa with the privatisation, I think that's a very good step in the right direction. And I think some of the projects that are being highlighted in Zambia, but also the Lobito corridor, it starts changing the scene a bit for rail to be where it needs to be.